Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, I think we absolutely do. And I think that that's a part of being media literate, right? We're not just passive consumers. We're active questioners. So when we see something that we think needs to be called out, we should do it. Whether it's CNN, whether it's Camo X, whether it's the Post-Dispatch or the Wall Street Journal, whether it's your Aunt Jean on Facebook, I think that it's important that we hold each other accountable so that the information that we're all sharing and consuming is accurate and meaningful and relevant.
What I see a lot of people doing is they'll say, they'll go on Facebook and they'll post, I'm taking a Facebook break for the month. I'll be back. I need to do this for my mental health. Obviously, it has an impact for them, but it doesn't really have an impact for the platforms, does it, with the millions of people that are on these platforms?
No. And in fact, depending on the algorithm, his post might not even be seen by all of his connections on Facebook. You know, everyone's newsfeed, even if you and I, Megan, had the exact same friends on Facebook, our newsfeeds would look very different compared to what you have clicked on and what I have clicked on and what I have shared and commented on. So the algorithm is what tells us what pops up first on the news. On our news feeds. So there's a chance that if you make a big announcement on Facebook, not everybody's going to see it anyway.
For a long time in this business, I felt like there was a disconnection with listeners, that we didn't get a whole lot of feedback unless it was negative. With social media, we get a lot more interaction than we used to, which is a really wonderful thing and gives us a lot more input about what's happening. So that's one way that I think that this new digital world that we're in, you know, is working in some ways. But then I think of the times when people break into these terrible, awful, spiteful, hateful debates online.
Right. Well, what's neat about the digital world that you bring up is that we can provide feedback so quickly. In the dark ages, when I was growing up, if I wanted to hear a specific song on the radio, I would have to call and be on hold for a long time. If my parents didn't like something that they read in the Globe Democrat, they could write a letter and send it through the mail. Right? And feedback now is so much faster, which is a plus. But that speed of communication also encourages, like you mentioned, spiteful, hateful interactions because we are acting on emotion. And these platforms make more money the more emotionally involved we are. So I think we just have to be aware of our own emotions and where we are mentally when we're engaging with these platforms to make sure that we're doing it in a way that's healthy for us and healthy for the people reading our messages.
How do we approach people in a responsible, constructive way?
There are a couple schools of thought about that. One suggestion is to reach out to someone privately and not necessarily call them out, but then ask them, can you tell me how you came to this conclusion? So that they have to explain where the information came from. And if they can't do it, then maybe that encourages them to evaluate the information. But we want to do it in a tactful way because, like you said, in many cases, people will double down. It's actually called the backfire effect, that if we are called out, especially publicly, we're less likely to acknowledge that what we've posted is inaccurate.
So beyond policing ourselves, at 7:22, Julie and I are going to talk about some efforts that are underway right now on Capitol Hill to try to get some of these major platforms to police themselves.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.